Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, the Scriptures testify to your miracle-working power. Through those many miraculous signs, you made visible the creative power that resides in you. And at the same time expressed your loving heart, overflows with compassion for hurting humanity. We see your heart is not indifferent to our suffering. So we come with sickness of soul to you for healing. That truly makes us whole. We come to receive forgiveness and be transformed by the power of your redeeming love. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Two men were traveling in expectation, years apart, but both were traveling in expectation that the God of Israel would do something. One, a royal officer from a foreign land, and the other, a royal official of Israel. Both came looking for healing, one for himself, and the other came looking for healing for his son. They both came seeking. The foreign official's name, the officer's name, was Naaman, a commander of the army of the king of Aram. Aram is also known as Syria. Naaman was a great man, earned his rank by brilliant accomplishments. He was known as a valiant soldier. However, he had leprosy. Healing he needed. A young servant in Naaman's house, a captive from Israel, said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." And Naaman listened to the young girl from Israel, and he was given permission by the king to go to Israel. And so Naaman took an entourage with him with large amount of gifts of silver, gold, and clothing. And eventually Naaman made his way to Elisha, the prophet of God. And traveling all those miles, expectation of healing, mile after mile, traveling in his horse and chariots. That expectation finally arrives at the door of Elisha. And guess what Elisha did? Elisha did not come out to greet him. Elisha sent word to him, "Go and bathe. Bathe in the river Jordan 7 times. Your flesh will be restored and you will be cleaned." Now Naaman and all these miles had expected something great and something wondrous to be seen. Surely Elisha would have come out and waved his hand over the leprosy spots and called on the God of Israel. The rivers of Syria are better than the river Jordan. Bathe in the Jordan River. So Naaman went off in a hoof. In that huff, he just stormed off. That is until his servant spoke and said to Naaman, "If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you have not done it? How much more then when he tells you, 'Go, wash 7 times and be cleansed.'" Naaman finally took the prophet at his word and washed once in the Jordan River, twice in the river, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times. And then his flesh was restored clean like a young boy. Because Naaman took the prophet at his word. The word that came from the Lord God over all creation. Naaman took at the word and obeyed the word. Naaman was healed. He was cleansed. Naaman followed through with the instruction and he was made whole. A royal official rushes to Cana. He had heard all about Jesus in Jerusalem at the Passover feast and the happenings that all took place down there. Words of the wonders had reached the region of Galilee. If anything could be done for his son, Jesus was the one to do it. All the way from Capernaum, the father rushes to Jesus. Where is he? Where is he? Will he help me? My son, my dear son. Many parents have been there willing to do anything to get their child well. You know the feelings, the emotions rushing and the thoughts scrambling in your mind. Concern, compassion, and for this father, where's Jesus? Finally, the official finds Jesus. Please, come with me. My son is sick and at the point of death. Please come down to Capernaum and heal my son. Now, by this time, it appears a crowd had gathered around this official because he kept looking, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? I need him to heal my son. And so the crowd knew the man was looking for Jesus to heal his son. They knew of the miracles of Jesus done down in Judea. And now maybe, just maybe, this was their chance to see firsthand in their own eyes. Maybe it will happen here. And so Jesus says, unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe. Are you the same way? Unless you see a miracle with your own eyes. Or perhaps unless you experience a miracle in your own life, you won't believe. Is that faith? Believing faith? Insisting on God to do something first for you before you will believe? The Galileans welcomed Jesus. They had been in Jerusalem for the Passover too. But now it seems they want to see more. In a way, what they had already seen has not convinced them Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. They needed more proof. No wonder Jesus said, unless you see, you will never believe. They had already seen, and it seems as if they don't believe. Do you need more for your faith? Do you need more for you to believe? If so, ask yourself, will more really satisfy you? For if you have already heard, and what you have already heard and seen has not been enough, why would more be any different? The royal official begs Jesus, sir, come down before my child dies. As you have been sitting in emergency rooms for uncountable hours, you reach that breaking point. See my child now. Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus says, go. Your son lives. Jesus did not say, show me where. And they go off together. It is Jesus says to the man to go. And the scripture gives the impression that Jesus turns and goes on his way without a second thought. The word was spoken, go, your son lives. that is enough. Go. Your son lives. The official believed the word, and Jesus spoke to him and started off towards home. Really, let that sink in. The official had traveled about 18 miles from Capernaum. That's traveling about a day and a half. Where's Jesus? He needs to come to Capernaum to heal my son. So he brings all this expectation with him to find Jesus and bring Jesus back to Capernaum to heal his son. The expectation was Jesus would come. All the miraculous signs he had heard about were with Jesus right there, present, doing the wonder. But now Jesus said a word, "Go, your son lives." And the man believed. Must have been something in the way Jesus spoke the word, or was something in the way Jesus looked at the man with the compassion and the authority. Perhaps it was just resonating with power. Your son lives. There was something in the man's heart ready to believe. Or it was all that mixed together. The royal official came to Jesus knowing Jesus was the answer for his son. Jesus is the answer for what is ailing in your heart too. Expectations and what we truly need. Naaman had an expectation. This royal official of Israel had an expectation. What is your expectation? Do you have one? Think it over. What expectation do you have that just may be interfering with your faith? Interfering with you believing the word of God and living by faith. What unmet expectation may be keeping you from receiving that healing from the Lord? Because Naaman at first was not going to go bathe in the River Jordan. What about you? What expectation? For Naaman, it took some prodding to follow through. For the Israel's royal official, he believed and went, started home. And did you hear the power of the word of God spoken in the Gospel of John there? The royal official was heading home, and on the way home, he was met by his servants. And his servants brought him the news, "Your son is living." When did the boy get better? "Yesterday, the seventh hour," the servants said. Pay attention to the power of God speaking a word. The boy was healed. The fever left at the seventh hour yesterday. The exact same time as Jesus said, "Your son lives." Let that sink in. Jesus spoke, "Your son lives," and he was healed. The man, this royal official, took Jesus at his word, and I say to you to do the same. Take the Lord at his word. You may ask, what word? And the answer I give you is this word. The whole of Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. Take it all as the Word of God, as truth for your life. No picking and choosing, No ignoring nor skipping over. Take it all in. Absorb the scripture. Meditate on the scripture. Memorize the scripture. Scripture is useful for your daily life. In the scripture, you will be shown who God truly is, full of compassion, mercy, and love. And you will find and experience that redeeming gospel of Jesus Christ that truly saves. You will be shown Jesus is the Son of God. And you will fall in love with the Lord as your God. Because you will feel, you will experience, and you will know you are forgiven. That soul spot that hurts, aches, that only Jesus can heal, you will receive and experience redeeming compassion from the living God. You will be given the forgiveness your soul truly needs. According to the Holy Scripture, the Word of God, the diagnosis of the human heart, the human soul, is this: all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That all means all, including each of us. The diagnosis is the wages of sin is death. The diagnosis is there is no one righteous, not even one. And the cure, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now I speak to you in the situation of your soul. Will you take the Lord at his word? The cure for your sorrow, the cure for the sin in your life, is Jesus Christ. And it's freely and readily available. His blood he shed on the cross is the cure for you. He was crucified for your sin because he loves you. Just like Naaman and the father who were powerless to heal the sickness, you are powerless to heal what ails you. Only in Jesus Christ is where you'll find the healing you truly need. Believe. Believe. Take Jesus Christ at his word. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Be redeemed by Jesus. Come to life with the life that Jesus freely gives in his name. Life that is eternal through the power of forgiveness of your sins. Live eternally. Believe. And take Jesus at his word. Amen. And amen.